So just to continue on line two, the best discipline is taming your mind stream. So we were talking before about how afflictions arise and taming the afflictions and so on. So I thought I'd go through some of the remedies for taming the afflictions. Yeah, because that could be very helpful. So, of course, wisdom realizing emptiness is the ultimate antidote to use. But since that one is more difficult, then we start with things that are easier. Emptiness applies to all the afflictions. If you have that realization, it cuts all of them, so it's quite powerful. Whereas the ones we use, you know, now, because we haven't realized emptiness, they're specifically for different afflictions. They don't cover all of them at one time. Okay? So if we start out with attachment, yeah, the antidote they always give is remembering impermanence, okay? So that we really look at whatever it is we're attached to and think how this thing doesn't last very long and how the pleasure we get from it doesn't last very long. Yeah, so it's very interesting because we're attached to something and we say to ourselves, oh, the pleasure doesn't last very long. That's true, but I want it anyway. Yeah? And then we go for it. And what's wrong with it? What's wrong with having some pleasure? Yeah? I mean, Buddha didn't teach that we should all suffer. He himself was an ascetic for 6 years, and he realized that doesn't work. So he doesn't want us to suffer, so what's wrong with a little bit of pleasure? Yeah, this is what goes through our mind, right? So before we can even apply the antidote of meditating on impermanence, before we can even get there, we have to see, well, you know, we have to answer that question, what's wrong with pleasure? Okay, well, the answer is nothing's wrong with pleasure. Okay, pleasure is not a problem. Yeah? What is the problem is our craving, clinging, and attachment to that pleasure. That's what causes the problem. Okay, so don't blame the pleasure, but look at your own life and see what happens when you get attached to that pleasure. What goes on in your mind? What do you say? What do you do to get that pleasure and to get the object that you think gives you that pleasure? I mean, what we're really wanting is the pleasure, but we think that the pleasure inheres in the object. So we transfer our attachment to the object. I want that object because there's pleasure inside of it that I can get. Okay? You see what I mean? I mean, the real thing we want is the pleasure, but we put it onto the object, okay? So then there's all sorts of things here, you know, to look at. Well, first we actually have to go back and, you know, there's nothing wrong with pleasure, but how does attachment cause problems? Okay, so let me hear from you. How does attachment cause problems? Okay, so one person at a time. And tell me something in your life where attachment caused you a problem. Okay, let's start here. So, you were madly in love with this boyfriend, very attached to him, pursued him at all costs, and your misery increased. And his did too. Yes, it's interesting how relationships are supposed to bring happiness, but they often create a lot of difficulties. Okay, so attachment to beauty, especially a garden, and then spending money you didn't have, putting all your time into it, so your friends didn't see you, you let your Dharma practice go, so those kind of problems came. And then the more you got involved, the more you got involved. Yeah, and it became more and more grandiose, and you got further and further in debt. Okay, so attachment to applause and approval. Okay, and so it making you do outrageous things to win the applause, to win the approval. Yeah, and then those outrageous things caused problems. Yeah, and one of the problems is you didn't really trust the kindness of your friends after that. Yeah, you don't trust your own value. Yeah, yeah. So it becomes a bottomless pit of more, 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 more. Yeah. Which is painful. Yeah. Okay, so attachment to your hair, going bald at 21, then running around looking for all sorts of remedies, and all the emotional stress of something's wrong with me and these remedies aren't working and what are people going to think of me if I don't have any hair? Yeah, so that's why he's interested in ordaining. It's an interesting motivation. Okay, so falling in love at 18, you were sure you were going to marry him, and then he started shouting and screaming at you, and it went on, and very verbally abusive, and he was threatening suicide, and your whole life was wrapped up in loving him dearly and not being able to leave him. So a lot of pain. Okay. So a lot of attachment to sleep, spending a lot of time sleeping instead of doing other things that are constructive. And then that habit of sleep comes into you when you actually do sit down because, you know, okay, I'm here, what do? Nothing much going on, clunk. Yeah, so it really interferes with practice. Okay, so attachment to praise before you're leaving Australia, got lots of it, came here, we're in silence, doing retreat, you went through withdrawal. Yeah, and going through withdrawal is painful, and so it got taken out on other people, you know, because you wanted a hit of your praise. Oh yeah, and you had forgotten that all those qualities you were being praised for came from your teachers, yeah. They're inherently in me, independent. I was born with them. Okay, so attachment to romantic relationships with a lot of expectations, and then being very disappointed because those expectations weren't met, and the pleasure that you would hope for didn't come about, or it came about for a while, and then it disappeared. So again, a lot of, you know, suffering emotionally because of that. Oh yeah, yeah. If I can be special in one person's eyes, then I must be worthwhile. Yeah, and it doesn't fill the hole. Yeah. Okay, so a habit of looking in the past for pleasant situations and wanting to recreate them. Yeah, yeah, okay, or having good experiences or opportunities, wanting to have those again. Yeah, okay, so you waste a lot of time ruminating, daydreaming how beautiful those situations were and they're not coming about and why can't I get them and it's unfair. And you know, the waste of time, the feeling of, you know, unfairness or, yeah, okay. Yeah, so not appreciating what we do have and bemoaning what isn't present instead. So quite a waste of time. Yeah. Yeah, so okay, so attachment to driving, like you like the feeling of being out alone on the road, you're in control of the car, nobody's there bugging you, telling you what to do, where to go, but it wastes a lot of time and it wastes a lot of money, and you wind up going back to where you were when you started. Yeah, yeah, okay, so attachment, actually it's attachment not just to cleanliness, but attachment to your idea. you know, my idea, my standard of cleanliness is right. And so then that brings up a lot of conflicts with people because their standard of what's clean isn't the same as yours. So then they don't put things where you want them to put them or keep things as clean as you want them to clean to be kept. And then you get angry and then there's personal problems. Yeah, so much suffering because people have honey on the bottom of their cups. And, you know, and yeah. And so much suffering because I use the wrong towels to, you know, for the altar and the wrong towels for the kitchen. And she suffers a lot because of that, yeah. Even when she embroiders the what the towel's supposed to be used for or what the rag's supposed to be used for, you know, it has a T. So I think T means the floor. And I use it for the floor. And then, you know, and then she says, no, it means, what does it mean? Tea counter. Yeah. Okay, so just spend some time, you know, thinking about for yourself how your various attachments cause you problems. So you all gave one example. I'm sure there's more than one thing you're attached to. But, you know, we have to get over this obstacle in our mind of, you know, well, what's wrong with pleasure? You know, it's not the pleasure, it's the attachment. Okay.